David Sandler on Being Gutsy. On this CD, you'll hear David Sandler and others talk about being gutsy and all that it entails. Let's start with David's explanation of why he thinks being gutsy is important.
I think there's a small segment of the population that no matter what you, where you put them, no matter what you give them as tools and equipment, they're going to do great. You know, the Ross Perot's of the world, I mean, it doesn't. They don't have to go to training. And then there's another small segment of the population where I don't think it makes any difference what you do for them. They're just not going to do anything. And I think that I belong, and most of you belong, to that middle group of the 99% factor, that we kind of have to work hard at what we do. And I believe that if you could get the end result that you're looking for from motivational courses and from watching television, and you get up 4 o'clock in the morning and watch some of that stuff on cable, you can really get excited. But for some reason, by the time you get to the car, it's gone. And I think that in this kind of environment, as an example, if we decided today that we were going to have a pep rally, you know, by 4 o'clock this afternoon, we're going to be excited. And in this, you know, sterile environment and controlled environment, I think you can do anything. I do think you can make $1 million, you know, if you don't have to leave your seat. But tomorrow morning when you go to work all by yourself, it's another ball game. There's nobody out there. I have always said that, if thinking back in my early days in sales, that if you put me in a stadium like the Dallas Stadium, and you put 70,000 people in the stands, and put me in the middle of the field at a table across from some prospect, and let those people yell and scream the way they scream at those football teams, I think I could be the greatest salesman that ever walked the face of this earth. You know, with television cameras and the guys up in with the instant replays. The problem is it doesn't happen like that. You've got to go out and get in your car. So I have been worried and concerned about what are we, as a trainer, and what are we going to do from the time that we give the people all this information to the time they have to go in the field and use it? What's missing there? Now, I am pleased that in some way, and hopefully in your lives, that we have been able to pass on to you what I feel is probably the best sales technique and sales training that you can get. But I don't think it stops there. And I believe that one of our responsibilities is to make sure that you get it to work. Now, I can't come and get you up in the morning and make sure you go to work. But I also can't overlook the fact that some people can get the information and not go to work. And the reason for the program today is to try to fit in to that equation some more concepts and the next generation, the MBA training, that I would like to pass on to you that I think will help you do that. And I've gone back, and I'm a copious note taker. I think I'm a good student. I have a great interest in the people that I work with and that my people work with. And I have taken all these notes and spent the last couple of years trying to filter down to something we can get done by 4 o'clock. Now, again, there's no way that one shot is going to make a great difference in your life. But this is just another piece of this ongoing training. And as members of the President's Club, you know that is really the core of our business, where I believe and my people believe that the only way for us to get the end result that we're looking for is for continued reinforcement, for ongoing training. And this is the next step in the program. So I offer you the information today to put into the equation that what I'd like to give you is something between the raw material, the motivation, the training, the techniques, and the end result, which is closing the sales and going to the bank.